Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense to you, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, thank you so much for returning. Again, always start my show with thank you. Thank you for your likes, your comments, your subscriptions, for your follows, growing the YouTube page, all of those things. Thank you so much. As you can see, I'm in the home office. Anytime you see the Capitalize Your Best background, that means I'm in the home office. And I did everything I could to prioritize some time in the studio, and it just couldn't happen. Because, guys, listen, when you're growing your business and you have an opportunity to grow your business, you grow your business. So I will be back in the studio soon, but I'm actually glad I'm at home for this reason. Someone very close to me asked the question, how do you start a podcast? And I've been asked this question before. I think I've even done a couple of episodes on it. But they wanted to know, hey, how do I start a podcast? And I thought, well, the best way to answer that question is to create a podcast about how to do it. So there's lots of different ways. I know that Tim Ferriss's model has been very famous. If you read 4-Hour Workweek, the way he creates his podcast, and people have followed his model and scaled to millions, and I respect that. But I wanted to share with you how I create my podcast. And I know that I'm in the studio and I have a producer and things like that, but I wanted to create this podcast at home to explain how I do it. And then that way, you'll have the opportunity to recreate exactly where I'm at, groundwork. You don't have a producer, you don't have a studio, and that kind of thing. So again, thank you so much for all your follows, your likes, your subscriptions. But I want to share about how you can start your own podcast. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, if you have a business, you should have a podcast. You really should. You should have a companion podcast that goes with your business. Here is my biggest rule for all podcasts. You have got to be consistent. I know, folks, that, you know, I think the average is that most podcasts don't make it past 3 episodes. You'll find yourself in the top 90% if you just keep producing. And that's the thing. People have got to come to expect that you're going to put out a podcast. When I got started, I was doing 3 episodes a week. I did the long form comment on Monday. I shared my sermon on Wednesdays, and then Fridays, I did 5-Minute Friday. And I kept that up for a long time. Now I focus just on the long-form podcast that comes out on Mondays. I don't share sermons anymore because I'm not a pastor. And 5-Minute Friday might come back one day, but I wanted to focus on this aspect. And in the 5 years that I've been doing podcasts, I've missed less than 10 episodes. I mean, people can always count on an episode coming out on Sunday night, Monday morning. And that is the key. No matter how good your podcast is, no matter how produced it is, none of that stuff. You've got to be consistent. Now, I'm not going to focus on the marketing as much. I'm going to focus on how do you get this thing published and get it going. But I will say, you've got to be consistent. You need a brand. Mine is This Is Gonna Hurt. I've thought about changing it to Capitalize Your Best a couple of times, but This Is Gonna Hurt is the brand, so I keep that. And then you've got to get it across all the platforms. I'm going to talk about that. But consistency, a brand, and then if you go from there, you have a chance to build an audience. But people have to begin to be able to count on you being there every single week. And I'm stubborn. So I produce a podcast every single week. Either Thursdays I record it, or here this is literally a Saturday, and the YouTube will go up today, and the podcast will launch on Monday. So you've got to be consistent. You've got to get it out there. There have been times where I've recorded episodes in my car to make sure it gets out, because the consistency was more important than the quality. And I think that's important. Quality is important, but consistency is the most important thing. So if you're taking notes on how to create a podcast, I want you to say that. I want you to know this. I'm going to share with you a bunch of website links. They will be in the show notes. This is really important. But if you'll follow these, you can get your podcast launched. I recommend that you launch on a podcast and YouTube simultaneously, but if you're not doing video, I totally understand that. So, excuse me, here's a couple of things that I do. Wow, really embarrassing that I'm yawning at you, but I don't edit my podcast. I pretty much just go from beginning to end. So here's the thing, guys. I record all my podcasts on my computer or in the studio apart from upload, because I want to own my content. You know what? The podcast platforms could disappear one day and I have all my videos. So I record them separately. Right now, literally, I have an Acer laptop with an HD camera, and I have a plug-in microphone. Now, the microphone I have, I'm looking it up because I want to share with you, and I will put this link in the computer. It's a Blue Microphone Yeti USB Blackout Logitech C920S Pro. I'm going to put that into the show notes, okay? But it's a Blue Microphone Yeti USB Microphone Blackout Bundle, and it also came with an HD camera. You don't have to do that. That's the one I bought. So I spent around $200 on a microphone. Now, when I got started, I used this, which is literally a $20 microphone. But I have recorded on my laptop and on my phone. The biggest thing is you want to make sure it's clear. I like my Blue Note Yeti. I really do. I think it's a great microphone. But that's what I use consistently. So what I'll do is I'm recording this on Zoom. You don't have to. You can record straight onto the camera on your laptop or computer. But I record to Zoom, and I just start a Zoom meeting. I hit record. I save it. And then that is my podcast. I don't edit anything. A lot of folks do. I can't give you advice on editing software because I don't use any editing software. When I'm recording, I just hit record and I go. And so that's what I do. I use the Blue Note Yeti. I use my laptop. I use the HD camera on the laptop. And then I record. And then I have that video file on my laptop. And it's okay that it's just digital. You don't have to extract the audio. I'll explain that in a minute. So that is how I record my episodes. I literally hit record this Zoom. And when it gets started, I get started. And I go from there. If you're not using Zoom, just pull up your laptop and use your camera and record a video and go from there. That's the simple part, okay? I encourage you to own your own content. You want to make sure you got hold of it. You want to make sure that no one else has it. If the platforms go down, you still have your content. That is incredible. Now, when you record on a computer, the video is going to be an MP4 and the audio is going to be an MP3. It's just the way it is. So if you record on Zoom and you save it to your computer, you will get both an MP4 of the video and an MP3 of the audio. Okay. So you've got that. Listen to this over again if that didn't make sense. Now, the big question is, how do you get it everywhere? Here's what I do. I use Anchor.fm. Now, Anchor in the last year was purchased by Spotify. But the good thing about Anchor is that it you don't have to pay anything for hosting, and it will distribute your website. It will distribute to all the platforms for you. You just need to go create an account at anchor.fm. But before you do, this is going to save you so much time. This is an insider secret. I encourage you to use the same email address for anchor.fm that you use for an Apple account. If you don't have an Apple account, go ahead and get one. But make sure they're the same email addresses. I'll explain in a minute, but it's a lot easier when you do it that way. Now, at anchor.fm, you can literally just upload the video that you recorded. That's it. and it will distribute it everywhere for you. It will distribute it to all the podcast platforms for you. It's very simple. You just put a title in. You put something for the show notes. You can publish it immediately. You can schedule it. I encourage you to go to Canva, canva.com, and create an episode graphic. But you definitely need a graphic or a logo for your show itself. Okay. And all that will be there. And it'll tell you the recommended sizes. And if you go to Canva and type in podcast graphic, it'll give you the sizes. But you need your own logo or you need your own graphic, one or the other. And I would encourage you to have a graphic for each individual episode. So here's where the Apple thing comes in. For whatever reason, and I'm sure it's because Spotify owns Anchor. When your podcast is distributed to all the other platforms, it's super slow to get to iTunes. And iTunes is still the number one platform. So I'm going to include this website in the show notes. There's a website called podcasters.apple.com. podcasters.apple.com. And when you have created your show at anchor.fm, it will give you what's called an RSS feed. Just go to where it says distribution and look for the RSS feed. Copy that RSS feed. Then go to podcasters.apple.com. Sign in with your Apple account, because remember, your Apple account and your anchor.fm have the same email address. Sign in, and it literally is just going to ask you for the RSS feed. When you submit it to that podcasters.apple.com, then if you wait a week or so, your podcast is going to show up on iTunes, so that anytime you publish, it just shows up. But it's always easier if you use the same email address. So here, top to bottom, is what I'm going to do today, okay? I'm recording this episode on a Zoom. When I'm done, it will save to my computer. I will go to anchor.fm. I will upload the video. Yes, the MP4 account. You can upload the MP3 if you want, but since I have video, I do video. And then I put a title in, I put in the body that explains it, the show notes, and then I schedule it. So I will schedule this podcast to debut Monday at midnight, okay? And then it's done. Now, what I will do, is I'll go to Canva, I will create a show graphic image. It's the podcast graphic, and it'll have like the title of this episode. And then I also upload the MP4 to YouTube so that I build my YouTube channel with this content. And then when you want the thumbnail for the episode, I just use the same one from Canva. You don't have to do that. YouTube is just an extra step for me. So no matter what, I've uploaded it to Anchor. I've said Monday at midnight, and you know what? It debuts. And gradually, more and more, Anchor.fm will go out and get more platforms for you. And eventually, after about a week or so, you'll be on iTunes as well, because you went to that podcasters.apple.com and you shared the RSS feed. So look over this this video or listen to this podcast multiple times, and it'll explain to you exactly how to create a podcast. But if you go to anchor.fm, you're going to be on Spotify. I just think the extra step is helpful to be on iTunes because it's still the number one podcast platform. A lot of old school folks that listen to their podcasts on iTunes and not on Spotify. If you don't care about that, don't worry about it. But I think it's important to be on those platforms. And then that way, when I create regular content, I am publishing it, and I'm at Spotify, I'm at iTunes, I'm at YouTube, I'm at Podbean, I'm at Google. I mean, I'm everywhere. The good thing is that Anchor.fm is pointing it out to all those places. The only one I really have to push it to hurry up is Apple. So friends, that's how you create a podcast. So you got to figure out your format, you got to figure out your graphic, you got to figure out your name, and then you got to figure out how to be consistent every month. And if you do that, you can grow an audience. What kind of audience? I've got over 30,000 listens. And I'm faith, family, fitness, finances, and fun. But in the last year, it has really helped to grow my business. And I've had some great guests on as well. So guys, check it out. If you want to start a podcast, this is the way to do it. And please, 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 if you decide to start a podcast because you've listened or watched this, please let me know. I would love to check it out. I can give you a shout out on the podcast, or I'll just listen to it, whatever you want. And guys, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you again next week.